As the Falcon dropped toward the mottled pinnacles below, Leia found herself straining against her crash webbing, almost gasping at the bustling vastness of the colony's central nest. The Yogoi towers, brightly adorned in wild splashes of color, stood hip to hip across the entire planet, and the air was so thick with flying vehicles that she could barely see the surface. "Kind of looks like old Coruscant," Han said, speaking to Leia and over the comm to Luke, Mara, and everyone else aboard the Shadow. "So big, and all that bustle." Leia continued to strain forward over her controls, peering out the lower edge of the canopy. As the Falcon descended, she began to see that while the pinnacles came in every size, they were all distinctly cone-shaped, and they all had horizontally banded exteriors, like the insect spires in Killick Twilight. They followed the XR-808G down to within 100 meters of ground level, where the balloon bikes and airspeeders gave way to rivers of racing land speeders, speeder bikes, and dangerous-looking rocket carts steered exclusively by Yogoi pilots. June began to fly erratically, making last-second turns and doubling back on his own trail. If not for the tracking blip, Leia would have lost him a dozen times in half an hour. Finally, they swung onto a large curving boulevard and began to circle a massive complex of fused towers sheathed in an eye-pulling mosaic done in every imaginable shade of red. The XR-808G eased steadily toward the interior lanes, then abruptly dropped to ground level and disappeared into the dark mouth of a huge barrel-vaulted gateway. Han eased the yoke forward and swung the Falcon into the murky gateway. Leia activated the forward maneuvering lights, illuminating the interior of a huge winding passage covered in a wavy pink and yellow mosaic. After a couple of minutes, they emerged in a small flower-shaped plaza enclosed by a dozen fused towers. At the far side of the area, the XR-808G sat on its landing struts, its boarding ramp already dropping into position. Han brought the Falcon to within 20 meters and set her down with the missile launchers facing the XR-808G. "Cockmame, Miwal, be ready with those cannons," he ordered over the intercom. "Ready?"
"Prepare to open fire, Captain,"
the droid reported. "Not yet," Leia said. "Only if they shoot first." Han led the way off the flight deck, and they descended the boarding ramp to find June scurrying toward them in a torn tunic.
"Han! Princess Leia!"
he called cheerfully. BD-8 came up behind Leia and glared over her shoulder, clicking and whirring loudly. June stopped 3 meters away and gawked up at the battle droid. Leia glimpsed movement on the tower walls behind him, then saw several tiers of insect soldiers stepping into view. They looked much like Lysol workers, except they were the size of a Wookiee, with meter-long mandibles and scarlet carapaces covering their backs. The undersides of their thoraxes were bright gold, and their eyes were a deep, haunting purple. In their four hands, they each carried a crude electrobolt assault rifle and a short, thick-shafted trident.